It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, October 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. First this morning, remember the report some weeks back that JP Morgan Chase was reviewing an online security breach of 1 million accounts? The company is now saying that breach involves over 76 million accounts and 7 million small businesses. JP Morgan has been looking into the breach from what appears to be a large international network of hackers with ties to Russia. The company says financial information was not compromised in the attack, but cyber criminals got names and addresses. Also, access to a detailed list of the software that is used on JP Morgan's servers, which could lead to more trouble. The breach now represents one of the biggest of its kind in history. And now, every year, millions of Muslims travel to Mecca to take part in Hajj, which begins this week. The annual five-day event is considered mandatory as a show of Muslim solidarity. It's also the largest gathering of its kind in the world. Those who are physically and financially capable of heading to Saudi Arabia use all sorts of technology as part of their journey. But once people arrive at the famous Kaaba Mosque, some of the new tech being utilized is controversial. Example, taking selfies of your trip with your smartphone. Here's PC Mag columnist Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
This does seem to violate existing etiquette and norms about how you're supposed to experience Hajj. I think the big part is, what is your intention about going to Hajj? What is the intention of a selfie?
Right.
A selfie, to me, a selfie is sort of a digital graffiti. There's some selfie that's art, and there's other selfies that are just like a tag.
So what they're sort of showing off and trying to sort of inflate the sense of self as opposed to giving recognition to an event.
Precisely, and that's the core of the disagreement. Is this a proper way to experience Hajj? You know, it's so someone says, I went to Hajj. Look, I went to Hajj. Now, in 2014, it's a selfie that they take a picture of something. So now you see. 1,000 years ago, a guy just went back home and told stories. Now, the intention behind that person going back and telling stories was the same thing as you taking the selfie. And he might have twisted the story a little bit, bended it a little bit. He dealt with a lion and killed a lion on the way to Hajj. The beauty of Hajj is that it reflects the sort of – it's a snapshot, really, of humanity at that moment in time. And right now, in 2014, we take selfies.
Are there any other aspects of this event that you're thinking about in terms of technology?
One is that they broadcast Hajj.
Okay.
So you're now able to see live broadcasts of people circumnavigating the Kaaba, and that's something that never existed before. So Hajj and Saudis that control it are very tech aware. If a technology will help make it the process smoother, quicker, more efficient, faster, I guarantee you it's going to be used. So when will drones be used during Hajj? These are some open questions.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is a columnist for PC Mag. Ibrahim, thank you very much.
It was a real honor and a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Verizon has given up a plan it had for throttling service used by people with unlimited data plans. The company said the idea was to, quote, optimize its 4G LTE network. But suffice it to say, Verizon did not get good feedback from customers or FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler and has now hung up on that idea. It's Friday, and for today's Silicon Tally, I've got Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson in the studio to play along. Tracy, are you ready to battle in the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
Four blocks.
I don't know how long it takes you to get from the Apple Store back to the office.
If by office you mean Microsoft Office, because Microsoft is opening its flagship store four blocks from the Manhattan Apple Cube. Have you ever been to the Apple Cube in Midtown Manhattan?
I have been, and I've also walked by it numerous times and seen all of the people taking pictures of themselves in front of it.
Yes. What would Microsoft have to do to get you to take a selfie in front of it?
It would have to be a perfect sphere.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for me?
1 kilometer.
The location of the new PayPal offices that have been, they're moving from the eBay offices, so now they're going to be like 1 kilometer away?
That is how close a drone company employee came to the caldera of an erupting Icelandic volcano. He sent his quadcopter up with a GoPro, and when it came back, the front of the GoPro was melted, but the memory card was okay. So there is some awesome footage of orange lava against a night sky. You got to check it out online.
All right. I got a number for you. 48% of smartphone users
are now trying to bend their phones.
This is actually a very good guess. Do you have your phone on you?
No.
Does it have any cracks in it?
It's got some love chips in the back of the case.
Love chips.
No okay. cracks in the screen.
Okay, so 48% of smartphone users have reported using a damaged device. I mean, how many friends do you have that have a perfect device? Not that many, right?
Not that many, no. And I've dropped this phone many a time.
All right, fair enough. What do you got?
$1.5 million.
Can I have a hint?
It involves a variation on your morning cup of Joe.
A Starbucks coffee put in a mug made out of diamond computer chips?
No. That is the amount of refunds the Federal Trade Commission says are owed to people who bought some bras, girdles, and leggings infused with caffeine.
Wait.
The makers of this clothing claimed, erroneously, that caffeine would help people lose weight.
I feel like I would wear clothing that, like, delivered things that I don't want to eat.
That'd be pretty good.
Like a broccoli T-shirt.
Asparagus.
Asparagus undershirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Tracy Samuelson. Tracy, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you, Ben.
True story. There is a special listener version of Silicon Tally and much more, all at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.